Okay, here's our second episode of what we're calling Nerdy, Bored, and Almost 30. I'm here with Sarah and special guest Fred.
Hello.
Hi there.
And we're going to be discussing probably the worst movie I've seen in theaters for a while, which is the new Batman vs. Superman movie. What's it called?
Dawn of Justice.
Right. So yeah, let's get into it.
It was a bad movie.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, is anyone here going to disagree?
I was entertained. It was an entertaining movie. It wasn't like a good movie, but I enjoyed it.
You saw it, Mowgli? What do you think?
Yeah, I was very confused most of the time. Pretty bored. The thing lasted for fuck ever. One of the worst parts about it is I had to sit next to Sarah the whole time, so that didn't make it any more enjoyable.
Were you guys drunk during it or sober?
Sadly, no. I was depressingly sober.
I was pretty stoned.
Yeah. So yeah, there's some confusing things about the movie. I did not get like Bruce Wayne's motivation to be mad at Superman like the whole time. Like it opens up at the end of that last Superman movie, and Bruce Wayne's like upset because his building that's in Metropolis is like being destroyed, and like his one employee gets like smushed. And so then he's like, oh, fuck this guy. Like, that was the whole intro to the movie. I'm like, why is he upset about this?
Well, over the movie, they make an all right job of setting up his past, kind of. They say it's 20 years into the job. There's the Robin suit with Joker writing scrawled on it. So he's seen some shit, obviously. He's like kind of unhinged at this point, which is why he kills people with guns and a lot of
very
other stuff.
Very not Batman.
But yeah, I mean, I guess, I don't know, that doesn't really explain Superman, but it could lend to his mental instability, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I get why he was crazy. I just don't get why he cared so much about, like, super. Like, there's a lot of things to be fucking upset about in the world. And, like, this dude that beat up aliens that invaded Earth and, like, happened to destroy your building in a city that you don't live in.
It's more than that, though. Superman is a symbol. Like, Batman's always talking about, like, this city needs a symbol, and he's talking about himself in regards to Gotham. So I think that you can apply that to, like, the other superheroes. They're more than just, like, a super being. They are symbols. And by, like, trying to take down Superman, he's trying to say that, like, this symbol for justice is false, and we need a new one.
Well, I mean, Batman's been around for 20 years. Superman has been 2 years at this point, right?
Yeah.
This movie is about 2 years after Man of Steel. I think they talk about 18 months, maybe.
It wasn't a long amount of time.
It wasn't long, so.
But it's not like directly after.
And I mean, what kind of symbol would you think Superman is? Because Superman normally is a symbol of justice, of like
it's a symbol of the new
altruism.
Brand of superhero that's coming out.
Even
and
though
Batman
Superman
doesn't like it.
Which is, you know, Superman is classically the first superhero. He was around, like, in the 30s. What was it? A couple of Jews in New York.
You kind of bring up a good point with, like, Superman being a symbol of this new, like, world that humanity is going to start experiencing. Like, before, Batman was just kind of, like, he was just super rich, right? And he's, like, kind of learned a lot of martial arts and shit. He'd go around and be badass. But then, like, Superman's this whole new threat that has, like, no basis on planet Earth. And Batman, like, sees himself, like, there's that one, like, weird nightmare where he sees himself in, like, this post-apocalyptic future,
in the future
wearing, like, a
yeah.
heavy trench coat in the desert for whatever reason, and then just, like, chasing, like, being, like, finding, like, kryptonite and buying it on the black market and being betrayed by, like, his contact or whatever, and, like, I don't know, it seemed like he thought that there's, like, aliens were gonna come and, like, start a new world order on Earth, and, like, Superman would still be wearing that ridiculous outfit and leading them.
I mean, yeah, that could be his motivation for hating Superman. That didn't come right away, though, I guess. I forget, did he see that really before he
went?
No,
that was late.
It was later, yeah. And it's a lot like that Red Sun comic, the Superman in Soviet Russia, where he, like, leads the secret police in Russia. It's like a allegory on, like, Stalinism and everything.
I've never read it.
It's really good. You should check that out. But, yeah, I mean, that scene was cool in that way. It's kind of a nod to that. They had parademons, which is an old DC Comics thing in the background. These, like, weird winged, like, alien demon things, which most people will be lost on. Like, what the hell is that back there? But it's, like, some old DC throwback.
Yeah, that was me. I was confused as shit.
Yeah, so, I mean, it doesn't make for, like, a good general audience kind of thing. But you could imagine some comic people, like, they like that.
Yeah, I mean, there's a kind of balance between, like, nods to the people who are fans of the comic books when you're trying to make a mainstream movie. But, like, that's all great if you can actually make a good movie.
Yeah, which, again, this is a bad movie. It does a bad job at everything it tries to do.
Yeah, except maybe if their goal was to, like, put me to sleep. I don't know. Like, I don't... Okay, hold on. I got something I can bitch about.
It was too long?
Yeah, it was way too long.
It was too long, that's true.
Like, what I thought was the climax, which is, like, Batman fighting Superman. That's all I really needed to see was, like, not long enough. And most of it was Batman's paranoid dreams about Superman, which was really like, a really weird way to... Like, I understand he's scared of him, and I already stand it doesn't make sense. You don't have to keep reinforcing how it doesn't make sense by, like, he's really paranoid about it.
They threw a lot of stuff in there, too. Sorry, I'm going to cut in again real quick. But they had the Flash come in. Most people didn't even realize it was the Flash, but he came in from the future to warn Bruce Wayne about Superman. But they made it seem like it was a dream sequence inside of a dream sequence. So, like, is it just what, like, we never really see what the problem is of these dreams. Like, is it, are they visions or is he crazy or
is it his, like, I thought that there was just like, Batman's crazy. And this is why, because when he sleeps, this is the shit he's thinking about. Like,
but that was how they did Injustice, which was another arc. They had a video game come out, like a fighting game. But there's this whole thing about Superman becoming some kind of totalitarian dictator after Joker kills what's her name?
Lois Lane.
And then he kills the Joker and then, like, takes over Earth. Huh. So Batman, like, I guess, you know, the same kind of thing, like, he's getting warned about some kind of... He says, like, Lois is the key. I mean, I've never even read the Injustice comics, but I feel like that's what they're trying to get out there.
Okay.
But they throw, like, 5 stories in. Like, all these different stories, like Doomsday. Like you said, the climax to the movie is, like, halfway through the movie.
Yeah.
Because they have all these different plot lines that keep going on and on and on. And
yeah, you're, like, trying to figure out... Like, half the time I was wondering, like, am I missing something? And obviously I was. I haven't read the comics. I'm like... But... Is that on me? Like, I don't think I think I should be able to go see a movie and enjoy it.
It should be fine for people who don't know comics and people who like comics.
Yeah, they shouldn't be expecting people to actually be reading the comics.
Like,
they're making movies.
50, 60 years of source material. Like, how many years of Batman?
It's crazy. Like, and they're not gonna stick to it either.
Yeah. So.
So Sarah's not as negative about the movie as me or Fred.
No, I was, like, really content with being really confused the whole time. Like, I also didn't really buy Ben Affleck as Batman. He seemed more like Batman's paranoid, schizophrenic older uncle.
Who would you say the strongest actor in the movie was? Because they were all bad, and he was, like, a shining light in the movie.
I'd say the CGI monster thing. I got his motivation. Maybe that dead guy that turned into him.
Michael Shannon? He's dead? Got him back.
He convinced me he was dead. I wish everybody else in that movie was. That was fucking boring.
No one was happy with Jesse Eisenberg's Lex Luthor.
The worst part of the movie.
Really confusing. But, like, that was delightful. Like, why is Heath Ledger's Joker in here? Oh, well, just go with it. I liked it. I thought that it was bizarre. And I didn't mind that it took me out of the movie because with, like, most comic book movies, there's not really much immersion that I feel anyway.
I don't know about any of that.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that. I don't know. I don't think he was the worst part of that movie. I honestly keep going back to Batman's, like, fever dreams as, like, being the most confusing, like, asshat part of the movie.
But, I mean, that wasn't the actor, that was the writing.
Yeah, that's fair enough. But I mean, so we're talking about just, like, okay, the worst actor in the movie. I don't know.
I thought we were going for best.
Well, he said the worst part of the movie, and I said the dreams, and now he's talking, like...
Well, no, because we're talking about Ben Affleck Batman, right?
Yeah.
And I thought he was the best actor of all the characters in the movie.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how I could disagree with you. There's Khal Drogo, he was pretty good at
being Aquaman? Underwater.
Yeah. Very convincing.
And what's her name is Wonder Woman.
Yeah, that was terrible.
One thing I didn't get, hold on, sorry to interrupt. One thing I didn't get that pissed me off is, like, they give this spear, the kryptonite shit, to the one guy who's going to be hurt by using it. Like, Wonder Woman is up there with, like, a shield and a sword, like, fending off this giant booger. And then, like, they couldn't just hand it to her being like, yo, hey, you want to
He couldn't throw it. I mean, there's a million ways they could have not done it, but they wanted the whole Jesus metaphor of Superman getting killed by a spear.
Yeah.
Because they spent two movies now with building up this ridiculous Superman is Jesus metaphor going.
Jesus is really popular.
I mean, I don't know if people who like Jesus will like Superman being Jesus, but it's a good shot.
It's going to bring them into the religion. You're like, oh, wait, that Jesus fellow reminds me of Superman.
I got to see what that's about.
Yeah.
But yeah, none of the movie made sense, the spear thing included.
That yeah. Batman made a spear at all was kind of weird.
Yeah, he made three dusty grenades and then a spear.
He never uses spears. A
huge chunk of kryptonite that could have made bombs, that could have made like all this stuff. But
if Superman was like getting weak just from holding the spear, yeah. He could have made his armor out of that shit. He could just like put it into his armor, and then whenever Superman punched him, he'd be like, "Whoa, I'm fucking slowing down."
And Batman was not thinking that one through.
Yeah, so like the Batman that I'm familiar with the previous three movies, right? This like guy who comes up with really good shit, does stuff, runs around, gets like yells at people in really deep voices.
Christian Bale's Batman from the Christopher Nolan movies.
Yeah, like he seemed way smarter than this Batman. This Batman seemed really stupid and really scared.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people talking about Batman's return to being a detective, which makes no sense because the one piece of detective work he did was try to put like a keylogger on a server, and then like he got busted right away and pretended to be drunk. Like,
yeah,
that was not smooth.
It was not very convincing or anything. Like even in the movie,
yeah, it was ridiculous. He didn't do anything. He like, what was he doing? Alfred was just kind of like amused by him and being like, "You're kind of crazy." But
I think he was concerned more than anything.
Really, I didn't get that from him. I just got like he was just like, "Hey, you shouldn't do that."
Like at one point before he was gonna go out and fight him, he was like, "Are you gonna try to fight like a god?" Or he said something along those lines.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Which is like just they're trying to prop up Batman's whole thing, like everybody's worshiping Superman as a god when he's not. So and like he's got to kill him, which is I don't know, nothing makes sense.
Yeah, it was very confusing. I like that Alfred looked about the same age as Batman.
Alfred is eternal. He's a vampire.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
He's
I was like,
been the same age since Bruce Wayne was a child. Alfred can't die.
Who's the actor who played Alfred here? Michael Irons, I think.
I don't know his name.
I don't know either.
I've never really seen any movies with him in it. So, I mean, Michael Caine as Alfred was probably the best it's ever going to be.
It's pretty quintessential Alfred.
I don't even remember Alfred in the old movies, in the 90s Batman movies.
It's always the same. It's just, like, some old guy who patches up Batman when he comes home and then, like, kind of makes fun of him a little bit, but, like, totally enables him.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a bad idea, Master Wayne.
I guess just having it be Michael Caine in the last trilogy, like, kind of pulled people out of that a bit. It was Michael Caine, it wasn't Alfred, and now it's back to just being an archetype or something. Yeah.
Jeremy Irons,
there you go.
Was that the voice of Scar?
I think it is. I think it's, yeah.
Now that was a role.
Jungle Book coming up.
Oh, I know. I'm excited.
That's this weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we got another one coming out in a year.
Yeah, the other one with, like, Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think there is a couple other good actors, but this one has Bill Murray in it.
It's got Bill Murray in it. Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, as Ka.
Yeah.
One of the funny parts of that movie was when, like, Batman's trying to chase down that kryptonite. And Superman stops him.
The big stupid chase scene that ends in nothing but death for criminals and no kryptonite.
Yeah. And, like, Superman's like, "You gotta stop. You don't turn on that light." Like, why does Superman care what Batman does? Because he's been branding people? Like, he blew up a bunch of guys in Afghanistan or whatever.
That was, we should have started with that. That was the worst scene in the movie.
Oh my god, that made no sense.
So you know the guy who got shot was supposed to be Jimmy Olsen, right? Superman's like intern buddy from the Daily Planet, some like little kid intern dude.
Okay.
Like, hey, Superman, golly. And in this, he's a CIA agent who gets shot in the head in the first like 10 minutes of the movie. I mean, that tells a lot about the movie right there.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's just, were you guys expecting when he got shot in the head for Superman to come and just grab the bullet right away, like before he got shot?
Yes, I was expecting him to be saved.
Yeah.
I didn't think he was just going to die. It's Superman.
He would crash through the wall and like push him over or like take the bullet or crush the gun or something like that.
Something cool.
Instead, he only comes in when Lois Lane's about to get killed. And he punches a guy through a bunch of brick walls to stop him. So he, like, kills a guy.
Yeah.
To save his girlfriend.
That's what you gotta do.
Somebody... That's the new Superman.
That's what women like.
I wonder if Superman and Donald Trump would get along.
Well, you guys know about Zack Snyder being into objectivism, right? He's an Ayn Rand fan. He wants to do the Fountainhead. You know, the Fountainhead, like Atlas Shrugged.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I haven't read him.
Zack Snyder's a fan of Ayn Rand.
That's not surprising.
So, like, Superman kind of makes sense when you think about it in that kind of context.
Gotcha.
Superman not being a hero of altruism, about looking out for number one.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Except he doesn't give a shit about his clothes and he just gets into baths fully dressed.
Yeah. Well, just fly into space or hit him with your eye lasers afterwards, they're going to be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, what the hell is going on in this whole movie?
Yeah, everything was confusing. Like, was that supposed to be endearing? Like, oh, look, he really loves her. He doesn't care about his shoes.
So he'll do something no human being ever does.
Like, how quirky.
Superman's like the new manic pixie dream boy.
Yeah, yeah.
It's weird hearing him speak with a British accent outside of the movie. He's like, he's not American. He has some kind of accent or something. It was, I mean, yeah, he's a weird pick. Everything about him is weird. He's not American. He's not like a human relatable kind of guy.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's just a fucking weird movie. What else? Any?
Talk about Jungle Book or?
Yeah, no, because like, I mean.
Further insights, you talk about Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad.
It's just like another incarnation of like DC Batman universe. That I think is fine.
Suicide Squad?
Yeah.
You're looking forward to it?
Yeah.
Are you?
No. I'm like, I'm not the biggest fan of like comics movies, yeah. Like, or the DC universe especially. I liked Batman when I was like 5. I liked Christopher Nolan's Batman a lot. But yeah, I'm not that excited about Suicide Squad. It just looks kind of boopy. I don't know. I guess it could get disgusting. But,
The Hot Topic in the Ventura Mall.
Yeah.
No, like that's, I guess that's
the aesthetic. Like, yeah, which is, it kind of gets under your skin.
Yeah.
But... Well, like, the Joker looked like fucking Marilyn Manson. Like, it's just so ridiculous.
I like it. I like how he looks. I think it's cool.
They couldn't just try to do like Heath Ledger because they couldn't live up to Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
So Jesse Eisenberg did.
Yeah, someone blew it. Okay?
He did or he tried.
Some casting managers fucked up on this one. But like, they just had to push Joker into the dirt just to reset him, I guess, because, yeah.
Push him into the dirt? Yeah, so the next guy could maybe, like, do all right.
Like, cleanse the Joker palette in between with Jared Leto.
Hopefully we'll get a better one next time, but... Isn't there supposed to be some kind of Batman cameo in Suicide Squad? Did you hear about this?
I wouldn't doubt it, but I don't think I've heard about it.
I don't think it's going to be Ben Affleck, but I thought good. I heard something Ooh. About.
Not my
bad. That kind of brings me to a funny thing that Sarah was like grumpy about, which was you didn't like the short ears.
Oh my God, I hate short-eared Batman.
And she kept bitching about it. Like, this is before we even saw it. She was just complaining about short-eared Batman.
And his fucking like chubby symbol. No, okay, but the short-eared Batman is like widely despised. It's a thing.
I wasn't unaware of that.
Yeah, me too. I didn't know anybody had like opinions about Batman's ears.
They're better long.
What's the size difference? I'll have to look it up.
So do you prefer them like long and skinny or like short and fat?
Well, like long and skinny. They're like harsher bat ears. They're cool.
That's your preference.
Yes. Otherwise, like, because this, I mean, he looked like Black Panther, which was cool. But I mean, that movie's coming out later. I don't need it in my Batman.
Are they trying
Batman.
To sabotage it or what? The Batman always keeping him down.
Get us hating that short-eared look. And be like, I don't like this Black Panther fellow.
He's like a ears. Batman.
You think he's Batman? No, long-eared Batman reigns supreme.
I like Space Ghost better. No ears.
Why would a ghost have ears? Bats have ears. Bats have big ears.
Where's the Space Ghost reboot?
Dude, I want to see that.
All right.
They're making it to a movie.
Even if they go serious, just get George Lois, the Space Ghost Coast to Coast guy, to come back. I'd go for it.
I'd totally go see that.
What's the... We saw Deadpool together, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This movie's, it seems like it's pretty universally liked online, but I don't think any of us cared about it that much going out of it.
I liked it more than the Batman vs. Superman movie.
I like Batman vs. Superman way more.
At least with Deadpool, I was like mildly entertained and there's more action in a more consistent basis. And some dude got burned. That was cool. Like, nothing cool happened in Batman. Like, okay, so Batman's, like, scenes of character development were, like, in 300 when they're, like, walking around in the wheat, you know? Or, like, it was, like, what was the joke you made? Like, Wes Anderson directed this scene. He's, like,
oh, yeah, he's walking outside, motion.
like Wayne Manor through, like crappy vegetation and he's, slow like, walking motion wearing out to a suit.
His parents' grave.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, Wes Anderson did that
scene. It's, like, if they would have just... And, like, that, no wonder the movie took 3 fucking hours. You had, like, all these scenes with Batman walking around in slow motion through some bushes. Like,
well, they could have just had that scene instead of the whole parents getting killed again scene. But
yeah, like,
I think people have talked about that a lot, Batman's too.
Yeah, they need to have story. That in, like, every single movie. They need to have
girls
running around.
How did that happen?
How did his parents die?
Yeah.
They went to go see The Mask of Zorro or something, and... Then his dad's going to get mugged, and he doesn't give up his money.
Yeah,
gets shot.
Wow. Yeah, I've only seen that 100 times.
Yeah, and it needs to be in every single. But yeah, Batman
I'm glad
movie,
you reminded me. I hope it's in the next Batman
series,
movie.
In every comic, because that's all Batman thinks about.
That's all Batman.
That's
cares
all
about.
Batman's about. He's about being an orphan, a tragic orphan.
The stupid thing about that whole scene in Batman vs Superman is that the guy who killed Batman's mom broke the like pearl necklace when he shot her. What was the point? Like, are you stealing from her or are you just mad? Like, fuck this
bitch.
It
looked dramatic as hell, right?
Yeah,
hey, little kid. Slow motion. Look at this pearl necklace. I'm about to shoot off your mom.
I wonder how much of the movie is in slow motion. If you just would have sped it up to regular speed, it would probably be like a normal running time.
Yeah, you get like a two and a half, 10 minute movie. It felt way longer, too, just because it was so boring.
He was waiting for it to end. That's true.
At the end, the Superman funeral, they had like the firing squad doing the salute. They had the cannon shoot and the shell fell to the ground in slow motion like a fucking John Woo movie.
That's awesome.
Completely ridiculous.
Was there anything after the credits?
We
just left.
Yeah, I don't think there was. There was a deleted scene that leaked. No, not even leaked. It was put online like that weekend by the studio.
There's a deleted scene that was posted.
Yeah, just because the movie is already too long. But it shows when Lex gets apprehended, which you never actually see in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And he's sitting in the birthing matrix pod of the ship where Doomsday was born. And it shows him talking to Steppenwolf, which is a guy nobody knows outside of like DC Comics fans. So that's just another reason why they cut the scene. But I think it's supposed to show like a mother box too. And yeah, just a bunch of like really nerdy DC stuff.
No wonder they deleted it.
Yeah.
Man,
they should have deleted a lot more.
But it was like the same kind of thing where they show like Thanos and whatever at the end of like the Marvel movies.
Yeah.
It's like the harbinger of what's to come. They're going to do some big crazy shit in the Justice League movies, I'm sure.
Yeah, they got to whet our appetites.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I think one thing I didn't like about it is like the Christopher Nolan Batman felt a lot more like it could exist, whereas like this just seemed like fucking crazy and like ridiculous and over the top. And one thing I liked about the Christopher Nolan Batman movies as comic book and superhero movies is that they felt like they could stand alone as good movies. Like, it wasn't the characters that are so familiar and ubiquitous that carried me going to see them.
Well, Nolan's a better filmmaker than Zack Snyder is. At Nolan's other movies, I mean, Interstellar, Requiem for a Dream, he did, right? No, he didn't.
That was
I guess what I hoped was that, like, okay, you've shown that you can make a good comic book movie into a good movie. Let's continue that trend. And, like, the only person doing that, or the only, like, character that I thought was doing that was Batman. And now Batman's been reclaimed into, like, comic book farts, like, on a screen. Which is how I felt about this movie. I was like, this sucks. Great. Like, Batman's not even doing that anymore.
Yeah, I think the studios are counting on the market going in the other direction than you, because was it Guardians of the Galaxy had a really good, like, the people loved that when it came out, and they were celebrating its like comicness and its goofiness.
Yeah, but that's a different character set.
Yeah, but I'm just like the general mood of like the audience now. Like Star Wars is back out. Like fandoms are celebrated. Like everyone's pretending to be a nerd. Mm-hmm. So maybe they're counting on people wanting like a comic book type of movie instead of a movie pretending to be fine art when it's just a comic book movie. Which I agree. I like the Nolan movies. I like the serious kind of take on them. And the old Batman movies, at least Batman 89, still goofy, still ridiculous with the...
Yeah.
Jack Nicholson as the Joker, but
it felt like... Why are you shaking your head? You haven't even seen it. Like, Sarah's sitting here, like, shaking her head. She looks like she just smelled a fart. What's on your mind? Why are you shaking your head?
I don't like Jack Nicholson.
That's an unpopular position.
Jack Nicholson's Joker, and I think he was terrible and ruined The Shining.
Wow. That's a whole other episode right there. We can get that later. That's a lot to unpack.
Yeah, and when we talk about that, we'll also talk about our friend that doesn't believe in Persia. Just as an extra ending to that. We got through a whole... I mean, I didn't think this was going to be the norm, but we got through like a whole thing without getting too nasty.
That's true.
What do you mean, like no rape jokes this time? Or...
Yeah, I didn't want to be the first to say the word, but yeah. All right. Well, I think we're... Any closing thoughts?
Bring back long-eared Batman.
Okay.
Bring back Space Ghost.
And I can't say anything because that was just a shit movie. All right. Well, thank you guys for talking. And thanks for listening, all five people who probably do.
See you next week.
Next week. We do these like every couple of days probably.
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow when we get bored and sit around a table and like record our afternoon.
Sounds good.
Bye.
Bye.